darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Everybody want to compare it to this. Everybody want to say we're all going to hell and we all going to become like Solomon Grimoire.
CJ, you are going to hell. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. That's true. Not unless I take you with me.
Well, everybody knows I'm going to heaven. Come on now.
The hell are you with?
Me and Cody are going to the Golden Gates, baby. Now, your black ass.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker. I ain't going to pearly gates.
Like, turn your black ass around, CJ.
Whatever, man. You're the one who created this godforsaken site.
Allowed in this heavenly gate. Right,
it's not my site that told people to go murder people.
I can't wait for him to tell you to turn your black ass around so me and Cody be smiling. At your ass, like told you, nigga.
Like, if you coming down with me, man, I will drag you back to the depths of hell, of the darkness.
We're gonna be like, we told you, nigga, we wasn't darkness. That's you. That's you, nigga.
You already coming down into the darkness. You're in the darkness. Are the darkness.
Words of Muhammad Ali, man. I'm so pretty.
Hey.
In the words of Muhammad Ali now.
Damn, man.
They gonna mistake you for the real CeeLo Green and be like, nigga, your music sucks. Take your black ass down.
And I'll be screaming, fuck you.
And me and Cody be like, we love you for not dragging us with you.
You know you're going to hell, man.
Not going to hell, nah.
You're gonna be the devil. Where's that?
It's called the darkness, baby. It's called darkness. Going to the center of the darkness, baby. This ain't just a podcast. This just ain't a saying. This ain't just a phrase. It is a universe. God damn it.
God damn, that's a fake worse than hell, man. Shit.
Exactly. Marvel Universe, you best to wash your back, bitch. The darkness is coming for you. Yeah, that DC universe couldn't keep up with you, but you know what can? The darkness.
The darkness is a place of being, a place where everything came from. The light came from the dark. Yeah, oh, God.
It has a world and shit, you know? We have smaller worlds where we train the other darkies. And our home world is planet darkness.
Home world? What the fuck?
where the greats live, like Black Dynamite and Rudy Ray Moore and all of them, you know?
Chico Domus.
Somebody saying Martin Luther King. Hell no, that nigga got a rock thrown in him. We wouldn't allow that at the darkness. I wish the fuck.
So it's like the
rock at
the
me.
Three. What?
I said, I wish the fuck somebody would have threw a rock at me talking about non-violent, non-violent. But who the fuck threw that big ass rock?
Funny you said that too, because I just saw one of the only funny episodes of the Boondocks of this season, and it was a retelling of. No, it wasn't even that, man. This whole season been like a terrible piece of waste of why you brought Boondocks back.
Cody
Park. But this season. Damn it, Cody.
Wait, what? What the fuck I got to do with that? Put that shit on me.
Had to catch that nigga off guard because that nigga was quiet.
I don't know y'all talk. You know how much you motherfuckers love to talk, so I was like, I'll get y'all peace out.
Cody created it. Him and Superman created it.
No, but this episode, it was like Freeman, it had Robert Freeman trying to leave the South and go to Chicago, and he accidentally got on the wrong bus and went to Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, that episode, okay.
Yeah.
Is that the only reason why you liked it, because Chicago got brought up?
No, you son of a bitch, no.
That was the first positive review I've heard of this.
That was the only positive episode of this of that
I said
show.
Review. I said review.
Yeah, so it was good, man. It was really funny just showing how he was trying, everybody else was trying to do non-violent And Robert Freeman was like, fuck that shit.
I'd like to hear my boy Mac 2.0, because he's been the most belligerent on it by saying, hey, all shit.
Damn.
So,
hey, he's right. Fuck. He's right. Mac is so right. It's the only good episode. But I'll be back here at the darkness with you, P1. Isn't this your week? Isn't that why you're working hard and you're coming up? You're doing a CJ? You're coming all in late into this?
Yeah, I was telling CJ earlier, we can't talk shit about him today. Because you're his kind of
shit. Hell no, see Cody, the thing was, like we said last week, the nigga knows when the darkness is, he just don't know when anything else goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going.
that nigga don't know when anything else goes on. And then, but you know what? Once we hit that hour mark, Cody, you can give him shit because he gonna fall asleep. So,
yes. Nah, not today, motherfucker. I had a day off. I had a good nap.
He's all refreshed. Yeah, he's all juiced up.
We'll see about that. we'll see about that, people.
About to get some cocaine right now to stay up for your ass now.
Yes, it's been a very busy week, man. I'm very exhausted right now. One thing I did do in my week extravaganza here before starting off the whole E3 trend here, which is keeping me, I'm so sick of hearing about that goddamn thing now. I just wish it burned down. But it's only been day one, shit.
you were celebrating the birthday, right?
That's right. That's another thing. But one thing I did do yesterday on my free time that I had while I was revamping some things, doing some background stuff to the site or whatever, is I looked up what just happens to be the darkness biggest hits. You know, I'm just curious of that area. And Cody, you know, me and you living in L.A., we promote the darkness very proudly. You would think yes, L.A. would be the number one city, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Well, it's number three.
Okay.
Would you like to know what number one is?
What would number one be?
Goddamn Jamaica.
Wait, what?
Jamaica is the biggest supporter of the darkness on Facebook, Twitter, and the site itself.
Well, what do you fucking know?
I don't know now. One Jamaican Negro on this site.
I was going to say, like, none of our commenters Jamaican, at least I don't know of, that I know of. Either.
Maybe Woman of Steel is one. You never know.
Maybe. Hey, you know what? Now we're going to Jamaica now for the Darkness anniversary show.
I told my girlfriend that. I said, does the darkness, got, like how Wayne Brady says Chappelle show, does the darkness got to motherfucking go to goddamn Jamaica? That is our biggest support, man. And the numbers are almost matching U.S. numbers as well.
For Jamaica.
Jamaica.
It makes sense.
Jamaica, man. I only know that's one where Jamaican dude. And I talked to him, I said, because I was messing around, and I was like, tell everybody what island you're from. I wish I could have him on this podcast right now. So he'd be like, because he has that accent, he's just like, man, you know where I'm from. I'm from the greatest island there ever was, man, the motherland, Jamaica. and what podcast sent you? The darkness, baby, the darkness.
Listen to the darkness. While getting really high. I think that's the only country.
The darkness is coming. Do, 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 do. The darkness is here.
Don't worry. Listen to the darkness.
Please, baby girl, don't say, don't shed no tear, babe. Because the darkness is coming.
I didn't know Eddie Murphy loved the darkness so much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to have to get you darker then, nigga Cody. Come on. We're going to put you in blackface now. We've got to met you in
We don't even need to do that. We just need to go to Jamaica and get a tan.
You're the official. You call you the official mascot of the darkness. That's why.
I don't know, man. How the fuck did this happen?
You the official spokesperson and man.
No, bullshit. Nah, that'll be CJ.
You are everything in the darkness. No. All them posters with you and the man himself, you know? Shoot, you are the official spokesman of the darkness.
I'm not owning up to that shit. Fuck that.
Well, I didn't told a bunch of people that already, so you got to go with it.
Cody, when you come for a job interview, put the darkness on your resume, okay? Just please. Link it so all your future bosses can listen to you. And
Another country we're pretty big with, too, is Italy.
Oh, okay. Wow.
because we like to grab asses of women, so just like the Italian man out there.
Yeah, and it gets weird because Los Angeles is number 3, and I'm just like, I wish it was number 10, to be honest. And then Australia is like number 7. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Yeah, thanks a lot, you son of a bitch. You should be number 1.
I'm telling you, California's only number 3 because we lost that guy, man. I'm telling Dredd 2.0 or Dredd, he was that guy.
You know what?
3 weeks.
You might be right, then. We lost, California used to be number 1, but now it's number 3 thanks to that son of a bitch now. So
He killed all the listeners. They must have had a darkness party. Damn. And then he must have been listening to it and just say, fuck it, I'm going to kill everybody.
What's awesome about that is that they were all white people, too. So it's so many white people that listen to the darkness. It's amazing.
They were like, Mom, look at these Negroes right here. There's 3 of them. They all act the same. One of them likes one of our heroes. Which one? Superman? Yeah, how'd you know? One of them looks like that fat Negro, that entertainer, the one that's always got the teeth and bald head, you know? And the other one's just a racist asshole, that's all.
He's just asking to get a key kicked in, but one day the cops will do their job in California.
One day the cops are going to find out that nigga's real name. They're going to get him. Don't worry. They're going to get his ass.
I'm imagining P1 Hal going to be on fire, like the scene from... Zorro.
And Harry. What are you talking about?
Somebody gonna burn your house down.
That's
telling you.
Negro, huh?
Cody gonna be the first to go because we put his name and business out there. We put where he lived.
That nigga ain't been out there since day episode 1.
Yeah, I'm the first one as fuck, dude.
Written. It's gonna be like some Iron Man shit in the first Iron Man movie. They're gonna have him tied up. They're gonna use him to get to us as bait and shit. And we gonna look at each other and be like, "Shit, y'all ransoming the wrong nigga. Niggas don't get ransomed. Come on now."
They're gonna try to find me. They're gonna try to nuke Chicago, and they're like, "This motherfucker don't even live in Chicago."
They're gonna be like, "We're gonna be like, Cody is strong. You can do whatever you want to him. Later, right, niggas."
Cody said if he ever got kidnapped, he said, well, fuck y'all mamas in front of your face when you let him go. So go ahead and let him go. So go fuck your moms right now.
I think Cody be reading that note. He'd be like, I'm all good here. I hope y'all comes and save us pretty well. Nigga, who wrote this? Once again, I'm chilling. But I want to give a shout out to Ray Ray, my little bro right there. Okay, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, hey, talking to
everybody.
Wow. Wow. Wow, what kind of coonish shit?
I'm going to say it like this. Seriously?
They're going to look at that nigga and be like, we ain't going to get a goddamn thing off. Send that nigga back. Send his ass back.
Oh, you saying that Cody going to go over there and he going to act like he doesn't have any sense so they can know to let him go.
Get sent back. Act like you ain't got no goddamn sense. They're going to be like, we ain't going to get shit off this nigga.
You know Cody going to just sit there. He going to sit there and meditate and think about all the crazy stories that we have talked about and all the craziness. And he's going to try to... He like,
what that phone call be like if they ever try to get a black hostage? Though, they'd be like, hello, Mr. President? We got 4 black... Hello? Hello? That's why you never see black people reading them goddamn notes. It's because they know damn well they ain't going to get shit off them. My mom used to tell me all the time, yo, ass get kidnapped. Don't expect me to pay anything.
Zit. That's why, you know, I'm trying to plan a trip to go to Brazil, and my one white friend, he's like, I don't want to go to Brazil, I may get kidnapped, and I'm like, well, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's true, whatever. Only thing you got to worry about is bringing some itching powder and anacondas, apparently. So, yeah.
Pretty much, I mean, I just told him don't walk around, don't ask for it.
You know, me and Cody was supposed to go to Brazil, because I got an office out there.
Really?
Yeah, and the guy that was going, that running my place out there or whatever and shit, the motherfucker told me, but be careful when you go out there because it's by the beach and the anacondas like to come down there sometimes. I looked at him and was like, yeah, fuck you, nigga. I ain't going down nowhere.
Yeah, I think I'll stay in L.A. Can't worry about that shit.
Yeah, because I was telling Cody, I was telling CJ, I was like, me and Cody supposed to go down there in 2015 of spring or whatever, and the motherfucker set it up so perfectly. He was like, your office looks nice. It's right on the beach and everything. You can chill there. He's like, but be careful when you go to the beach, though, because the anacondas like to come out in the daytime. I looked at him and was like, the what? we talking... I said, the little baby anacondas, or like what? He's just like, oh, no, the ones that eat the goats and shit. I was like, man, a goat weighs more than human beings, an average human being. He was like, just be careful. I was like, well, that's no big deal. Maybe I can stay inside, just have a party then. He was just like, that's a good idea, too, because there's a lot of beautiful women out there. But make sure you bring the itching powder with you. I was like,
damn.
All right, man. You know what? L.A. in the summertime is just as fine.
You know, let's not let any anacondas and itching powders scare us away from Brazil, man. Listen,
man, you know, South America in general, I just want to stay the fuck away from it. That place, man, is just infected with shit that just, when you come back, you don't be normal again, okay? Because, hey, I was excited to go to Brazil until he told me all that shit, and I was looking at him like, and then I remember back on Spill, that's where they talked about where that bot fly came from, and that's where they got all them bugs and shit that kind of just like, you know what? Like I said, L.A. is just as fucking good.
Hey, now look, when I was going to Australia, a lot of people thought, you know, as soon as you step off the plane, there's going to be this bug that bites you and you die
Australia
in 2 hours.
Australia don't have that problem South America does, though, so I don't mind that.
So who knows, man? We got to go. You only live once, man.
Yeah, and I'm only 26. Yeah, I'd like to live with my
40s. I like to love
you. You live a good life. Yes, I had sex once, so we had a good life.
Hey, CJ, when I'm in my 40s, say that message to me one more time, then I'll join you for that, all right, nigga? I only live once. Yeah, I'd like to make it to 40 at least. How about you, Cody?
I'll join in a Skype call. How about that?
You know what?
That's Cody and an iPad.
Hey, Cody, Puerto Rico is just as fine, so if you ever want to come out there with me.
There you go. Puerto Rico it is.
You ain't got to worry about no fucking insects. You ain't got to worry about no fucking anacondas. Ain't no animals running around.
They still probably got the itchy down there.
I wouldn't
so
even want to see an anaconda behind the fucking cage or fear that motherfucker come out. Them motherfuckers wrap around you, motherfucker, and kill you.
I'll eat your whole.
Call me a bitch if you like. I don't give a shit. I'm a living bitch. How about you, Cody?
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I've stayed the fuck away from South America. I'm good, man. I'm good to go to U.S. of A.
Good old U.S. of A. Puerto Rico is U.S. of A last time I checked. You know what?
Yep, hey, it is.
Too.
It is.
Well, what about the Virgin Islands? How about we go to there?
Hey, we can go to Jamaica, man. Sure. Go to Jamaica, man. Sure. I ain't got to worry about, you know, not. I can blend in. Let's just say that. How about that? That way I know a motherfucker ain't trying to take me out. Because I'll tell you this right now. You bring up South America. South America is the lowest, actually, numbers we have.
Oh, they fucked up there. Yeah.
The only one we have is high in there is Spain. But, you know, then again, that's not really. As far as Spanish countries goes. Spain, but South America, yeah, they not even on our map. Brazil is close to, obviously, I got connections out there, whatever, but Brazil and Spain are the only two. Everybody else in South America don't give a fuck about the darkness.
Fuck those buffoons.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to deal with their infested ass anyway, whatever. Shit. So, like, blend in with my own infected people. Where we have the Medicaid to help. It's called Obamacare. Oh, damn. We've been going on for 18 minutes talking about nothing.
Talking about nothing.
Yep. Darkness.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect darkness episode. Then question time. Then.
Hey, man, that E3 must have really took it out of you, man. You're out of it.
I mean, Cody, last week we just did an episode. This weekend we did an episode. I'm tired of conventions. Oh, actually, we talked about that last week on the darkness, right?
Yeah,
tired of conventions or whatever, and this shit was just as war. Like, a lot of people were talking about which one's better, which this. Oh, they showed a trailer of this. I'm like, this is the same shit you could have found online, man.
I saw it online the morning I woke up this morning.
Yeah, like
everything was online.
You know how much that E3 brings to LA, though? Like, this year, apparently it's one of the highest grossings or whatever. It brought in over $55 million or whatever. How the fuck is LA still broke?
Because it's still expensive as shit.
$55 million for some punk-ass video game conference that comes online.
Gotta love it.
I would totally just go for the parties. And speaking of parties, man, did you party this weekend?
Man, hell yeah, I did. Shit, I even made my own drinks and everything, and they all came out deliciously. Well.
Yeah, well, I'd like to take the time right now and just tell you happy birthday to the phenomenal one.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, hopefully you have 26 more years of living. I mean, even though we can die next year when we go to Brazil, but other than that, you know.
I've made it past three of the black stereotype ages so far. I just got one more to go, so I'll be fine.
One more. All you have, yeah. No jail time and no kids.
Yep, that's right.
And you're done.
All I got to do is make it past 30, and I won't have to worry about cops pulling me over or getting shot by them or something like that. I mean, it'll still be there, but the threat will be, like, less, you know, yeah. It'll be less dangerous now or whatever. So, you know, once I make it past the 25 to 30, now then that's when I can know that, I made it in America. You know? I'm not part of that black stereotype. I'm not part of that don't be a menace from South Central L.A.
I know, right? While drinking your juice in the hood.
Hey, when you grow up in the hood, most motherfuckers are lucky to make it past 18. Pow! Most niggas are lucky to make it past 21, you know? So, yeah.
You know, I love that movie. I think if it wasn't for that movie, I wouldn't be the Chicago John that I am today because I probably would have. Yeah, I know. I probably would have grew up in that cycle of gangs and all that stuff. But then you see that movie, you see how stupid everything was. Like, wait a minute.
I would have thought that would be so influential.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, especially when your father is younger than you are.
Oh man, people, I'm gonna tell you this. I saw that movie when I was a little kid, and even growing up now, that is the one thing of that movie that still puzzled me about how I tried to figure out, and I never can get that right. And so, if you found out the secret to that mystery, there, please send me an email at moviesportspodcast@gmail.com or the phenomenal one at moviesportspodcast.com. And I would appreciate it. That is one of the great movie mysteries that still haunts me today.
I think that's one of the best Wayne Brothers movies, like, ever. Not even Wayne Brothers, just spoof. That's one of my top
five. One of the
best
movies ever.
Yeah, that is their best movie by far, I think.
Yeah, I can agree with that too.
I can watch that movie over and over.
It's funny. It's just because it's taking simple shit that we know in L.A. is true and it's just making fun of it. Like, so, especially Crazy Legs and the Black Preacher.
And then
Old School. Don't get me wrong, Old School too. He's just like, let me tell you, young punk, something. Up in the hood, Bartholomew. Shit, what you say, Bartholomew? I said, shoot, mama, shoot.
And the thing was, they were poking fun of all those other movies that was coming out around that time.
Yeah, because, all the gangster movies.
Man, I was so sick and tired of every gangster movie growing up. You know,
they were all based in L.A.
Yeah, they were. And then everybody saw those movies and tried to emulate them. I mean, I don't know if people emulated it or, you know, people always try to blame culture. Or not culture. They try to blame television and movies on culture.
Do you think that like all the gangs got together and put guns to Marlon and Sean's head and said, if you ever make something like this that's actually good again, we'll pop a bullet in your ass? That's why they started making shit after that?
No.
they got threatened that you don't make fun of our livelihoods, nigga. Next time, stupid. Okay.
What happened was they got money, and then that weeded it out right there. Whenever you get money, whenever we start getting money, we're going to suck. We're going to suck big time.
Oh, no wonder I sucked then.
It's not a sucker.
No wonder I fucking sucked then. All right, then.
That's a way to destroy a black man is to give him money.
Or pussy.
You can, yeah.
Nine times out of ten, I'll take the pussy over the money. Well, that $20 is looking nice right there, but them legs are already open.
I don't know. After listening to last week's episode, the way you were about to come all over that money bed. I mean, you were talking about that money bed super hard, too, man. Like, ooh, man.
See that shit? Oh, my ooh. God, dude. I was about to tell Cody, nigga. I was about to, when he came over to record, I was about to say, hey, nigga, I got some cop applications right here, nigga. Fill it out. Me and you going to be partners. We gonna team up.
No. I, the other way I thought, you would give Cody your credit card and say, hey, bring back nothing but ones, okay? Nothing but ones. Cash out everything.
Funny you should say that, because I did do that when I was out of town this week. For ones, baby. Nothing but ones. We're going to make it rain. Make it rain on this bitch, right? I'm sorry, babe. What'd you say? You know how to, yeah. You know that. Girl, playing. Come on. I beat her. Okay. Keep it back.
What kind of shit is that?
But no, like I was saying last week or whatever, and on a Moozle episode, I'm tired of conventions. They're honestly a waste of time and money. I think the only reason why they still come around is because they generate money to the cities that they host.
It's really the parties.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's really it's just a party and a hand job fest.
Yeah, anybody can play a fucking demo at a video game convention, or they can go fucking go to like a Comic-Con or something like that and watch a fucking trailer or something like that. Like I told Cody on last week's episode, man, I don't like doing that shit because I'm an impatient motherfucker, and I don't want to play no 2-minute or watch no minute preview or something like that. I want the damn thing now. You know?
Thank you.
If I'm going to watch somebody play a game, I'm going to watch them beat the game. Thank you. Very much.
That is true. That is very true, CJ.
I ain't what a fucking idiot, CJ. What a fucking idiot.
Now, does that make me more of an asshole that I hate against these conventions, or would you guys agree with me on that?
Man, after watching that E3 press conference, I can't manage you, man. I mean, the EA Sports one.
Yeah.
Not yet. Well, EA in general. That shit.
Yeah.
Prototype. Oh, Battlefield prototype.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Cody, did you not know about that Battlefield already, too?
No, they announced it like 2 weeks before.
Thank you. Okay, so why do you even give a fuck?
I mean, it was cool they had that beta come out, but that announced like,
man. And then they showed that Batman preview too, because they
okay, now that was badass. So
people that were there, they showed like specs and shit like that a little bit behind the scenes, and I was just like, I'm not CJ, goddamn it. Give me a controller. I don't want to watch shit.
Hey, man, take that back. I don't want to watch a demo either, okay?
Hey. I hear people losing their shit over that Mortal Kombat thing. Oh, my God, they're losing their shit. But I can tell you this right now, 9 times out of 10, the game might not even look like that, number one. Number two, you got to wait almost a half fucking year to play the motherfucker. So.
And number three, the other Mortal Kombat was just a good game. I don't know. There was nothing wrong with that game. So for them to make another Mortal Kombat game, I don't care.
Fighting games don't have no longevity anyway.
No.
That's why there's some of the motherfuckers or whatever. Yeah. Fighting games are fun for that first couple of months, maybe, them 2 months, whatever, but they don't last that long.
How many times can you crush your head, really?
How many times can you fucking beat the shit out of a nigga? Okay. Once you master the game, a fighting game, there's nothing else to master in it.
And then you had, we didn't know about another Metal Gear trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Metal Gear, but Jesus Christ.
They should make an open world fighting game of Mortal Kombat.
How the fuck would that work?
Like, imagine you pick a character and you travel around and, like, let's just say they build up a city. It could be the woods or something like that, whatever. And, like, you just have different quests for the character you pick or something like that. And you have to pick out certain fights, whatever. And you move around with the environment. Kind of like how Injustice did, but a little bit better. I mean, they got the new consoles for them. I mean, why the fuck not? Shit, what is the point of these new consoles? They can't do shit like that now.
Maybe.
So you saying if you take Mortal Kombat and Grand Theft Auto, put it together?
Yeah. I'd like to see that. I think open world is the preferred reference of games these days. If I'm not lying, I mean, I could be talking on my ass right now, but that is the playback games. If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I don't know about the Mortal Kombat idea you have, but you're half right.
I'd rather play that than just picking a character, then side-scrolling back and forth.
Well, that's kind of what the fighting game is all about. That's just the way they are. And you're fighting against
like
a war game.
Yeah, but I've been doing it for 26 years now, so I'm ready to move on from that now, whatever. And people that say I don't like fighting games, I love fighting games. Matter of fact, I won the Dead or Alive 4 tournament. So, I mean, shit, fighting games are my shit, but yeah, I'm a little bored with them now. If they could take like that, actually, you know what I said in that Injustice game? I actually like how the Dragon Ball Z games do, how they fly around and stuff like that. If they could do something like that, it's more like it then.
All right.
Dragon Ball Z games, they kind of...
Uh-huh.
What was that, CJ?
I was just saying, they have some type of... The latest Dragon Ball Z game was more of a open world type Dragon Ball Mm-hmm. You know, you fly around and
you fly around to the different cities and you pick your fights and stuff like that. Yeah, that's something I'd like to see. I think that's why I always tend out, even if I see a trailer or not, I tend to just go out and buy those games in general, because the elements of how you move around with your environment, I think that adds more to the game as well. Like, because they add the environment into the game, whatever, and there's no limit. Well, there's a limit to where you can fly around, but there's a it's an open space of where you can go and power up and hide and stuff like that, whatever. Where, like I just said about the simple Mortal Kombat games, they're just a side scroller or whatever. And, you know, I think by now, we had PS4, Xbox One era now, I think we can get past that just a little bit. You can not do it all the time, but goddamn, do something different now.
Yeah, this whole E3, the Samsung conference, the other conference that been going on, you start to see the pattern. Just like convention, you just see the pattern. These are just a big old jack-off fest for the people who are making real money. They come out here, and then like they it's like you're a thirsty person, and they just come out here with a cup of water and they toss it to the crowd, and they say, "Yes, people, yes, more water will come
one
day."
They really could just put this online and just save all their money and put it into development of their consoles or whatever and shit.
Well, granted, probably a reward to the people who work on it. Like I said, they come out, they have fun, they drink, and it's for those people. It's for the people who's actually in the community, not the actual us, the consumer. So,
I don't know. I thought maybe it was just this year or not, but I thought it was just boring.
Wait till we have our movie spoiler. Movie spoiler conventions and stuff out there. Like, we're coming and we will show you the trailer to Transformer 18. Oh, and we're all back there doing cocaine off of strippers' asses and drinking.
I know that's what I'll be doing for sure. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Pull the curtains back whenever you see me. Oh, shit. How the fuck do you think I've been doing this for 7 years now?
Shit.
You see Cody in the other curtain jerking off the Man of Steel and shit. You see CJ karaoke and shit in the background. Just like, yes, none of our minds were on this convention at all.
Good.
Oh, yeah. So that's right. We're all doing something we love.
I know. I'm going to walk out there and
watch Batman Superman, so never mind.
I'm going to come out there like, what's his name? What's that? Michael Bay. Here's the new... Oh, shit. What the hell? What are you talking about? Here's the... All right, have a good day.
That nigga, you know what he looked like? He looked like Bill Clinton after getting his dick sucked or something. Like, he didn't know what to say. He's just like... Oh, shoulders were all relaxed and shit. He was just like, man, where the fuck am I? She sucks so good. I forgot. Yeah, but I see a lot of people that are excited about this convention. It seems like there's a lot of talk. It's getting a lot of buzz or whatever. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I'm just tired of conventions, and I haven't even been doing this that long either. It just looked like the same shit, though. But how do you guys feel about it?
Overall, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought the Microsoft conference had been in last year's at least. So
it wasn't funnier though.
It wasn't the Microsoft conference this year. It was just like I was telling Cody earlier. It's like they were like, "Oh, you guys don't like our Kinect? All right, lockdown everybody, lockdown. Mm-hmm. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't getting shit this year."
I find that funny. See, I wish I was. So yeah. Hey, if you can make me laugh, hell, I'm sticking around. This year it's just like, and now we've got this. Just like, I already knew that though. Like, you know, Cody. Told
well, we would have had some. We would have had some good shit.
He was coming out, so I didn't need to know that. All right, yeah, all right. Well.
Yeah, it should look cool as fuck, though. I'll give it that.
It does look cool as fuck, but, hey, I'm not playing the fucking game, and that was a cinematic part. So,
that wasn't cinematic. That was a lot of gameplay. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the cinematic one. The gameplay is cool, but, like I said, I don't have a controller, and I'm saying the other part is cinematic, so what do I give a shit?
Fair enough.
It's my thing, like, with party movies. I don't like party movies, because why the fuck do I want to sit there for 2 hours and watch a party movie when I can go be at a party? This is just a waste of my goddamn time now. I should be drinking that. I should be fucking that girl, not that nerd right there. Come on now.
Yeah, I think we probably E3 2 years from now probably going to be really good. Maybe there could be actually real games developing, more launch titles than the same, you know, Batman 4. You know, we got Uncharted 4 coming out. We got all these other 4, 3, 8. you know, Final Fantasy 16, like, Jesus, or 15, like, golly.
Well, that's not to say that this, don't let anyone think my discouragement of me not just thinking is whatever, saying that it was a bad E3. Everybody did their job and what they had to do, Microsoft, Sony, and, even Nintendo in some parts.
Oh, come on, no, you're going too far, brother. You're going too far.
And they pleased their fans. I'm talking about that. For me, they didn't please a goddamn thing, but, you know.
I don't give a fuck about Nintendo.
But they did what they had to do, and they went on stage and did their thing, whatever. Now, whether it's going to turn around a month later from now, that seems to be speaking until we see that. But they did their job, what they had to do. But for me, it was just, I don't care about these things no more.
I like how Nintendo just, like, outside the window. You know, they're like some stubborn-ass kid who got invited to the party. But they're like, no, I'm not invited. I'm going to hang out here outside the door and show people my party.
Right.
You know, people kept talking about it, this motherfucker. They kept talking about, you think Nintendo's going to release a new console, right? And it kept saying, there was like a just little fan rumor just running around there. It was like, about that GameCube 2 or whatever. And I was just like, yeah, I know the first one failed, right? Why the fuck would they bring back a failure device? I know a lot of people liked it, but you know damn well that motherfucker was just like the Dreamcast, okay?
So, I was just about to say that.
So why would they bring back... If their device is failing in the Wii U, why the fuck would they bring back another failing device? That makes me sense. I think Nintendo is doing stuff wrong, but I don't think they're that stupid now. Come on.
I don't know, man. It seems like the only thing that always saves Nintendo when they're about to fail is bringing out a Smash Brothers or bringing out a Zelda game.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's holding me.
I thought you was going to say what saves them is Leihu. He's the only one still buying their games.
Leihu, my brother.
That motherfucker be having orgasms, shit, posting that shit, talking about like, hey, Star Fox is good. Oh my, just like, man, nigga, you realize you over 21, right?
They would never give him Star Fox.
If you are still clamoring for Mario Kart, Mario World Party, whatever the
Mario
fuck they
Party
calling this
10,
shit nowadays.
10.5, whatever the fuck.
The same thing with Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 10, 20, whatever the fuck it's called these days, whatever. Something's fucking wrong with you then by now. Cody, how many times did I say, love Assassin's Creed. I wish they would hurry up and wrap that shit up, though, before that shit gets to number 10, and we'd be looking here like, all right.
Ain't wrapping that shit up. You know how lucrative that shit is.
I don't know how many times I told Cody that shit. I love the game in the series. I wish they would hurry up and wrap it up, though.
Like
they did as far as killing the main character.
Say, yeah. They did a fucking Saw series with that game.
It did. Oh, that last one. What is that? Four or something?
Black Flag.
Yeah, Black. No. The one before Black Flag.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, 3. At the end of it, you get to it, and then, like, this evil bitch come out of nowhere. It's like, hey, it's my turn to reign supreme. I'm like, what? What? What did this have to... Oh, my God.
Man,
you killed everybody.
That game had a Tron Legacy feel to it, like a motherfucker.
Man, didn't it?
It's worth the full price if you can block out some shit. Like the gameplay, amazing, but the characters in the story, you will get off like a motherfucker.
You know what? As long as they hint to you that you got to play Assassin's Creed in the future, as long as they got to keep hinting that to you, that game will continue to make money.
You know,
that's all everybody waiting.
You know what makes that game more playable, at least, even though I haven't went back to it, whatever, but what makes that game more playable than the previous one before that is the simple fact that you just get more shit added to it. You get more weapons added to it. You get more shit, whatever. So by the time you go back to play, like, the first one, you'd be like, well, damn, I wish I had this one, like it does in that crappy one.
that's why they're never going to go to the future. Because they go to the future, they know the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can even
do
Assassin's Creed.
That's probably why 3 sucks so much, because of that time frame. That time frame was boring. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, was it? Fuck that shit.
That's a damn shame. The only one that was done in America was boring.
They got to do every historic event. They got to do World War II, WW2, Assassin's Creed, where you can kill the Hit Nazi. They're going to do Civil War, Assassin's Creed, where you can kill Ku Klux Klan members.
Yep.
I actually like I love the downloadable content it had for it, though, because that was one of those things where they took, like, an Abraham Lincoln vampire hunter. George Washington is the evil. I was just like, oh, fuck yeah, I can't wait to murder his ass. Oh, yeah. This is building up to this shit. I was like, I remember when I sliced that motherfucker. I was like, take that, you slave owner. It's like personal vengeance and shit. I like when he wakes up too, he just looks at you like, oh, and I was like, yeah, bitch, now what? Run. Run for you fake tooth bastard. Cut your apple tree down. Oh, was that Lincoln? Who was that? Okay, yeah.
Wait, what?
All right, good. Thank you, Cody. I knew it was right. Yeah, I thought the downloadable content was, as far as story, was better because they took some history we know and just like switched that shit around. So, I like shit.
Yeah, they're gonna fuck up everybody. All these other kids are not gonna read a book. And they're going to do a P1 and talk about cherry trees and Abraham Lincoln.
Wouldn't that be funny if it was the cherry tree that was controlling Washington and you had to stab that motherfucker?
And then with the tree of life, and that was the tree from Adam and Eve, which went all the way back to the two naked people that was in this.
What happened to that story, Assassin's Creed? That's what the fuck I want to know.
Oh, you mean the Adam?
That story. I don't know where this story is now. That's why I keep telling Cody every time. A lot of games here. I wish they'd hurry and wrap that shit up because this shit get more complicated by the fucking game.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and for all you anime people out there,
it's still worth it. It's just getting to.
Yeah, dude, that last game, dude, I didn't know who the fuck anybody was. I knew the main character and then Adewale, the black dude. That was it.
When Kingdom Hearts started to make more sense than Assassin's Creed, yeah. you know.
Really?
Black Flag came back around, but I don't think it tied in with any of them previous ones, though.
No.
It didn't tie in shit. I was just like, that was the whole point of playing this shit. I thought it was like the Marvel Universe. I thought it ties in somehow. This ties in with that bad one, actually.
Honestly,
man, that's right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Cody. I was just about to ask me, and I'm about to agree with you. So.
Do you remember anything from that game? Anything? I guess I answered my question.
Third or fourth?
Black Flag. Fourth one.
From the third or fourth, I said. Black Flag. Oh, yeah, I remember Black Flag, but
you do?
Third one I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't remember Black Flag. I don't remember shit, dude.
I love Black Flag just because of the when you get your pirate ship all together and shit, and you could take on these master ships and all that shit, I like that shit. I see that shit.
You're not mentioning the story, though. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, the story. Oh, yeah. The story of Assassin's Creed. Matter of fact, this should have came first before the third one, to be honest. It's like a fucking prequel to the goddamn third one or whatever shit.
It is.
The story. What was you saying, Cody?
No, I was saying it is.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but the story pretty much is just how this guy became an assassin. I don't even remember his name, to be honest. Well, I want to call him Edward. It ain't Edward. He's kind of like an anti-assassin, if anything, whatever, because he's still making this hard decision at the end of whether to do right or wrong. And then you see him raise a little bitch of a son at the end of the game. He's just like, oh, as a son of a bitch, he should have just killed right away.
Right.
Yeah, there really is no story as far as the Assassin's Creed. That was like a spinoff game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a makeup for that last one. Sad thing of it was.
Damn.
Yeah, so I hope this one that comes out ties in back with the original.
It's not. They're not going to end these games. That's why these games will go on forever.
Yeah, and I'm going to be playing them, too.
It's fun as hell.
Shit, like Cody just said, don't remember a damn thing about Black Flag, but hey, I remember doing all the shit I like doing, and yeah. And people stop talking shit about Arkham Origins. Goddamn, I'm getting tired of hearing that now.
I mean, fuck y'all. Fuck all of you.
That's all they kept talking about at E3 or whatever. It's just like, as long as I get the bad taste of that last one in my mouth, I can wait this long. I was just like, I yelled out. I did with that guy, I did the CJ. You should have read the book. I said, you can go fuck yourself. Who said that? And I was ducking down. I was like, why am I ducking down? That's a nerd. I'm a nerd. Why am I ducking down? I'm scared of this motherfucker.
I know. You just walk up to him.
Motherfucker turn
what'd
around.
You say?
Oh, shit. Then I realized they ain't just nerds and they ain't just no more. I said, oh shit.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm glad.
Go ahead, ZJ.
No, just saying, you know, this whole E3 is about to wrap up pretty soon. I saw my Metal Gear trailer, so I'm happy or depressed, or I don't know how I'm supposed to feel
like
seeing that.
What the fuck is up with that horn shrapnel shit he got on his forehead?
I don't even know.
You still have that shit through the whole game? Because that's going to be annoying as fuck to look at. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on with him and the horns. And then they call them Diamond Dogs. So, yeah. And the only hint they gave you was that you can, because you can make diamonds out of human ashes.
Okay. You know, I did not know that.
But I don't know where the dogs come in at. So, all right. I don't know. Then you got.
That sounds just as confusing as Assassin's Creed now. All right, then.
Shit, well, Solid is king of that shit, though.
And then you get to fight. You get to shoot little kids from Compton or little kids from Africa. Child soldier. I can't tell which part of the history I'm in.
Damn, that sounds almost as bad as that new Leprechaun trailer.
Oh, man.
My biggest thing of E3 is I want to know is when Nintendo going to go out of business. I'm just waiting for that day.
Oh, man, when are they going to stop making fucking consoles and stick to handhelds? That's what I want to know.
Are they I got to be honest, because isn't the Wii U kind of like a handheld? I mean, that's what I've been calling it. I thought that was a handheld.
In a way, I guess you could say it is, kind of, but no.
That motherfucker is in a shoebox right now in my closet.
I didn't know you had one.
But this ended up to me when Smash Bros.
I have one because I collect consoles or whatever. That's why, whatever. But still, at the same time, that motherfucker, is a handheld even really worth it anymore?
Yeah, they make over a million. They're the number one handhelds. They're up there with the phones, the iPhones, and the.
That's only because Sony don't push their fucking Vitas and shit.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about it.
They don't give a fuck about them damn things. I remember telling people. This is one of the best things of the PS4. Is this video? They looked at me and was like, nigga, if you don't get that little screen bullshit out my face. I'm like, man, this Vita is cool, dude. It's better than the PSP. Fuck your Vita. Because I don't know if people know, but when the Vita came out, man, they had a Call of Duty game. There was an Assassin's Creed game. They had, what most new game consoles, when they come out, they don't have the top-tier games come out with, and the Vita had already, like, four or five of them, and then after that, you see shit else come from that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's because all four or five of those are all subpar. That was the problem.
I heard reviews on some of them, and they were just like, this Assassin's Creed game is probably isn't as good as, like, you know, the PS3 version of it. I'm just like, cause it's a goddamn handheld, bro. That's not a fair criticism.
At least make a good game, though. I mean, fuck.
It's for something when you're on the road or something like that. This motherfucker said, you know, it's just on par, nigga. I'm not expecting it to be on par with my the one I'm playing on my 50-inch TV in my bedroom, shit.
Yeah, that means. I don't know. Somebody trying to, you know, what they should have did was bundle it. Now they still have these rumors that Sony got to bundle the PS4 with a Vita. But they should have did that opening of March. I mean, they really would have smashed.
I heard the price is going to be ridiculous, though, and people are just like, why would I pay that? That's not a bundle, because the price was, they're combining the PS4 price with the Vita price as putting this one instead of like making it for like, I don't know, $600. They've sold it for like two prices, but it's just all in the same box or whatever. People complaining about it or whatever, so who knows if they even do that now. Which they might as well, because the Vita failed on like 3 million copies not being sold or whatever. It only sold like 2 million, so they might as well just give them damn things away now at this point.
Yeah,
you know, once again, Sony don't give a fuck about their handheld.
They really don't.
Which is sad, because I've been saying this, but I don't know how long that PSP's been. I've been like, man, they could be the one to put Nintendo down. I was just like,
Vita's a cool system, man. But they don't have shit to do on there. We play all the old shit, all the PlayStation Plus shit. But other than that, it's like, they ain't creating content for it, man. Like, original content.
I guess they just don't want to waste the money on it. But then again, Sony wastes so much goddamn money these days. I'd be like, yeah, don't tell me no bullshit like that. When you spend almost $200 million on marketing for a fucking movie,
Exactly.
You know you don't give a fuck about how you're spending.
Sony.
Oh, Sony. When are they going to go out of business? That's what people keep saying now. Is when is Sony going to count down? I'm like, don't say that. Please don't say that. Sony wouldn't be in the depth they'd be in if they would just fucking stop saying, fuck it, spin it. Spin it. Shit.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, well... I guess, was that all we were going to talk about? Was E3, though?
Yeah. I guess, I
got CJ, since you don't play games, this must be really huge for you.
Yeah.
I watched all the E3 content. Can't wait. Can't wait.
You said for the next 2 years, man.
I am, man.
Matter of fact, you got a whole week of this shit, bro. So, yeah, you're going to be set, man. Shit. If the summer movies don't do it for you, then the summer E3 will. You're going to be watching something, nigga.
Actually, been having a lot of time lately going out to the movies. I've been going to the movies again like I used to. Cause like last
week
I saw...
Yeah, with your drunk ass.
Shut up.
Okay, first of all, since we're going to get off this E3 thing now, what in the fuck was that last week, by the way?
You know, I don't know. I was really drunk, and I'm glad you didn't post that up. I was trying to stop Wayne, but Wayne already posted it up, and I'm like, fuck. And
I post an old-ass review up anyway.
I know. I was already... look, man, the next day when I woke up, it was like one of those walk of shame. Like, what the hell? Why the hell did I do this? What the
people? If you don't know what I'm talking about, because I obviously didn't go up my site. CJ's drunk ass contacts me and Cody. What time was that, by the way? I don't even know what time it was.
It was
like 2 o'clock, maybe.
It was 3 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock CJ's time.
Okay.
He was drunk. It was a Tuesday evening.
Tuesday evening, and this Negro drunk as fuck talking about. I just saw Maleficent. Let's do a review. And I was just like. Nigga, what's wrong with you? I'm drunk. I've been drinking a little bit now. It's like, who gets drunk on a fucking Tuesday at 6 o'clock your time or whatever shit?
People who don't have regular days off.
Okay, well, all right. That answers that question then. and then this Negro does a review. After I told him, I don't want that shit. He still sends me the file. And then he hits me up on Skype. You ready? No. Nigga does a six... people, let me reiterate. A six-minute review and got the nerve to say in the review, well, I'm over my time here. What? I know we make fun of you for not going over an hour in podcasts, but damn, if your reviews is only 6 fucking minutes, where only thing I got out of that review was, Angelina Jolie was good, is better than the original, and everybody else is just there. I give it a see it ran and stream and fuck it, up in the air. Yeah. What?
I think just
I can't
shorter
tell
review.
If CJ liked the movie or not.
It was all right.
Oh, man.
Now, you know what? I was more upset because Huffington Post, there was some Huffington Post or somebody made a bootleg article about, there was a rape, you know, talking about a rape scene in Maleficent. And I'm like, man, somebody must have been listening to my podcast or something. Because I even made that as a questionable joke. I said, you know, that whole movie was a metaphor of, like, taking care of a rape baby. So... Even though that wasn't really her baby.
Well, I remember you talking about a rating there again. It's been a month
okay.
And you're still fucking a rating.
It's been longer than a month. But
it really has, but damn, yeah. Nigga. Shit. People, 6 minute review of just him just... A nothing, really. Man, I was like, God damn, no wonder this nigga called us.
Boy, oh boy.
CJ, do we have to put you back on the leash, boy? CJ's like a wild dog that we have to put a leash on, and then we can only let him free whenever it's time for all of us to do something. Because if the nigga gets any freedom, he gonna do whatever the fuck he feels like. And most random, utmost post anywhere. Don't make sense for anything, whatever. Don't give a fuck if it's 2 weeks old. Just whatever.
I gotta let my voice be heard, goddammit.
People gonna know how I felt about Angelina Jolie in this. Even though I don't know a rating, I can't get it right. I'm gonna let them know how I felt.
Well, people, we're almost on the hour mark. We got a lot of questions. You guys ready to get into it, or did Cody, you have one more?
Man, well, I don't know if we want to go over time, because I did have a few stories lined up, but depends on how many questions we got.
You need to talk to CJ about that. He the nigga that be falling asleep and shit, so.
Man, don't put that on me. I'm good.
Man,
I'm up.
Bullshit, man. We be sitting up here talking and shit. Your ass be just back.
Yeah, on days that I work. Days that I work.
So, Cody, can you ask CJ that question if you don't mind?
Would you like to have another story on here, sir?
By golly, Cody, let's do it.
Okay. Let me send this link to you guys. Give me 1 second.
Damn shame. We ain't on color people's time. We on this nigga time now, CJ time, which is whenever the fuck he feels like it.
Oh, CJ. God damn it. Posting, god damn it. All right, here we go. All right. Did y'all get that? Hey, it could be.
Oh, then shit. Let me go ahead and click that then.
All right, it's a bit of a change of pace from the usual stories we cover. But I think it will be a nice change of pace.
I did see this.
Oh, man. I saw this, too.
All right. This comes from Metro UK. Apparently, this Brazilian man. Right here. What happened?
This is all up CJ's aisle right here. This is anime for your ass.
Just, god damn, this motherfucker look creepy. Anyway, Brazilian man has 10 operations on his eyes so he can look Asian. Okay.
Damn. They put
okay, man named Xian, I think that's how you say it, or Xian, 25, originally known as Max. He's become fixated with Korean culture following years studying the country. God, dude, look at this fucking photo. You see the second one?
Like a serial killer. They stole the face of a Korean man.
You know, he looked like Jim Sturgis on the, what is that, Cloud Atlas.
Yes.
That's exactly what he looks like, dude.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he looked like Keith David from Cloud Atlas, but.
No, he looked like that the one Asian lady who was Mexican in that part in Cloud Atlas.
Hey, Cloud Atlas, nobody talks about that. That review made me famous. I called that nigga a golden monkey.
Oh, so, my God. Think about those damn jokes. I was like, come on, man.
That review made P1 the guy he is today, whatever. That's what got his name out there.
Okay.
Anyway, the story goes on. Xian, who goes by the pseudonym Oriental Guacho Online, watched hours of Korean soap operas and listened to K-pop constantly, you don't say. And in time, he came overcome with the desire to have plastic surgery so that he would look like a native Korean.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't know, like this, it looks like he's wearing a mask, like some type of mask.
He looks like a fucking blow-up doll.
This is a perfect example of the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
You know, you can totally look at it and say, like, something's not right about this man. I mean, I love my Japanese culture, man. I went through a period. I started a Japanese club, anime club, everything. I really love Japanese culture.
Yeah, man, there's a fucking limit. God damn.
I'll be damned if I make myself
look like. He looks like McLovin. He looks like McLovin in his third photo where he's bumping his hair back with his shirt. He looked like he got to take shit, though. Seriously, he's just like, oh, man.
He looked like Jeff realized what
he
did.
Take it back. He looked like he raped the bitches. Shit, I didn't mean to do it. Oh, man. That was so awesome that I didn't even mean to do that, dude.
I know. If you want to know what a rapist looked like, this is his face. This is the face.
He looked like O.J. Simpson did after he wrote that book.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
I gotta hand it to him. He got like all that done for $3,000?
That is pretty cheap, but you can get that done cheap in L.A. as well. But he looks like Channing Tatum.
Damn.
I don't know why women always say that man look good or whatever. Yeah, his body does, but facial, he's like goddamn retarded. So, I've seen crackheads that look better than Channing Tatum by the face.
Damn. All right, Shiano.
Smoked her. Look better than him.
He goes to say, as you know, there are thousands of Asian eye styles. I have one major surgery on my eyes and then small procedures to reach the correct appearance.
Did this nigga also have surgery to make his eyes cockeyed, too? Because, damn, that nigga looking both a witch of ways and shit. That nigga, okay, why don't you just be real? He didn't want to look Asian. He wanted to look like Forrest Whitaker. Come on now.
Motherfucking going, eyes going.
That's the worst, really, when you are a cross-eyed Asian person, I guess. You can't even see what you're looking at already, and now you're cross-eyed on top of that.
Damn, I guess somebody really fell in love with that movie Gravity to the point where he saw that Chinese station and thought, like, hey, maybe I could be at that station if they make a sequel or whatever. Because, his eyes is defying gravity right now because the motherfucker is looking up and down and the lips is just following along with it. It's just like, oh, I can't control it. Gravity is too tight for me.
I mean, I'm afraid that he could have revealed his mask. Like, he looked like a Scooby-Doo villain that could have pulled off his mask and say, ha-ha, I'm Old Man Jenkins. You're not Moulin Rouge. You're. That's Chinese. That's not even Korean. So I do apologize. I'm so sorry.
He looks like Patrice Wilson.
What? Where the fuck did you get Patrice Wilson
from? He looks like him when he was making fun of the Chinese people in that video. That Chinese canoe soup, whatever the fuck that shit was called. That Chinese food. He looks like him.
I know, he really does like Korean food.
He's like,
I'm trying
to get my best black Asian impersonation going on here.
Oh, my God.
Asian faces. Yay!
Damn, fuck his eyes. Look at that nigga's ears. It look like he fucking Dumbledore or something.
God damn. So you notice all this shit, I ain't paying that close attention to all the small details.
This
looks
like a...
What the fuck?
God damn.
Instead of looking like Legolas, he looked like Asian Lost or something. I don't know, man. His face. Good Lord. I want him to become a murderer.
He looked like Legolas is if Caesar from Planet of the Apes threw some shit on his face.
What is up?
He looks like a retarded monkey. He looks like a retarded golden monkey. How about that? Like, there you go. Damn, I didn't hear the people with Asperger's, but goddamn, this nigga look like.
You know what? They probably gave him $3,000 and they put a stocking cap over his face, and that's why he looked the way he looks.
Oh, man.
He could have got the same reaction, the same look.
He looked like Dread 2. You know?
Oh, my God.
May your soul rest in hell, Dredd.
Feel like Dredd 2.0 right now.
Shit. He's like, I like this. I can't switch these photos. I like this photo of him rubbing his head. He's like, oh, man, look at me, dude. I fucked up.
Like, you don't know which camera to stare at. He's like confused. Like, where the fuck do I stare?
He's like, dude, that dick was good. I slept last night for this operation. He looks like Marty McFly and Kavinsky even looking at him. He's like, dude, take that jacket off. Marty, what the fuck did he do to his face? That photo, he just looks so confident in it, too, though. He's just like, yeah, you know. He looks like that bird from Rio 2 that Bruno Mars is supposed to play.
Oh, what the fuck?
This nigga done been called a monkey, a bird, a serial killer.
Justin Bieber after a boxing match.
Yeah.
He looks like Justin Bieber on a daily basis. He looks like Justin Bieber from the South Park episode.
baby.
Despite the drastic transformation, though, Sheehan says he still feels Brazilian, thanks to the country's diversity. Okay. There are many mixed Brazilian people. For me, a Korean person looks Brazilian as much as a German person or any other person that has born here. Okay, what the fuck? No, never mind.
Yeah, they're called male hookers.
So even though I changed the shape of my eyes, I am still Brazilian. Yep, and there goes that story.
Yeah, well, you know what? Just because you go caca doesn't mean your race has changed, you know, so... I'll back him up on that. Just because I look like I walked out of Sailor Moon doesn't mean I'm, you know, any different than what another Brazilian is. Just because they finally gonna make that real live Dragon Ball Z movie and cast me in it doesn't mean, you know, I'm any different than what it is. So.
I feel like you walk out of Party City.
Brazilian City.
They should call it Brazil. You got a bizarre face, man. Just, oh my God. All right,
I wonder if he took that last 1,000 out of the 3,000 and had his dick chopped off along with it, then, because he looked like a bear.
You know, that's where they got the extra skin from. They had to, you know, make his penis smaller by adding it to his face.
His dick skin to
you
his
gotta
face.
Craft the real ass, man. There,
you know? Hey, man, it's a win-win.
Damn, Hush ain't got shit on this dude.
Yeah. They use skin off his balls just to make his face stand up and look straight. That's why you got them two wrinkles right there.
Yeah, you're really paying close attention to minute details, man. My God, shit.
Yo, you got damn right I'm looking at this shit. Look at his neck and shit. Like,
his neck doesn't even make it. Like, it creeps me out.
The skin color of his neck is all like fucking tanner than what his goddamn face is. His face is pale well, whatever. He had the Villalago effect. That nigga is the Michael Jackson reincarnated.
Like I said, Villalago. Oh, man, we can talk about this motherfucker for days. I'm going to take these damn questions.
Really can. Got 20 more to this nigga, too.
Got 99 problems, but his face says one. All right, question time now.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
Here we go. All right, so where we at? Where we at? Darkness lover. We got a lot of questions, two people. Bear with us. So, CJ,
thank
keep your
ass
awake.
Question.
Keep your fuck awake, man.
Man. All right, Negroes. I'm going to burn your fucking house, man.
So, whatever, bitch. Negro. I'm almost going to tell people, don't send too many questions, because CJ falls asleep around this time, so.
Yeah.
Darkness lover, he says, oh, my God. So glad to hear you guys read my question. How did you three meet up, and what's the history of the darkness? I want to know it all. P.S. Can I get a darky T-shirt?
We met in hell. Well, there you go.
Man, that should have felt like hell.
Black ass. Yeah, we met CJ Black Ass at where this Asian dude got his constructive face surgery done at. So.
It's usually what it is.
Actually, a white man for this. We paid $3,000 to get him surgery done, and that's why he's always late and doing other things, is because we actually had black genes injected into him now, so it really took full effect of him. And he became our official Negro of the darkness. Yeah. And if you get a darky T-shirt, look, tell you what. Hey, I'll send you a darky T-shirt on one condition. I want you, if you're white, hopefully you're white or Asian, it'll work too, either way. Especially if you're white, it'll work even better. This is how you find out if your folks are racist. Go to the garage, go get some black paint. I want you to rub that shit over your face and tell your mommy, look, mommy, I'm black. And see what she does to you. Mm-hmm. And then I'll send you a T-shirt. And you got to send us video of that, too, by the way.
Yes, don't incriminate any of us. That's all P1's doing. Thank you.
And CJ's doing because he's official Negro of this site. And then Cody's doing because he's the official mascot of the podcast. So, yeah.
I don't know. Leave my name out of that shit.
Well, you and CJ were smart enough to put your name on everything, so because they needed a real name. So.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Why do you think when you type in darkness, Cody's name is the first thing that comes up? Anyway.
Have to give me people. You see this shit?
You're never going to get a good job, Cody, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm fucked, man. I'm fucked the rest of my life now.
You are. You better never run for president. Congress.
This site totally broke my credit.
You can't run. You can't do a goddamn thing.
No.
I'd love to see that call. Hey, P1, I'm running for president. You know, we haven't hung out about 10 years now. I was wondering if you could, like, you know, just take some old stuff down. You know, back in the day, you know, we used to do that little thing, all the dark. Oh, you want me to take it down, huh? You're running for presidency, huh? How much? you too cheap right now. Okay, well, hey, you might want to check your Twitter feed because, damn. Welcome, Mr. President. You nigga. Next one comes from Anthony. He says, yeah, I'm with you, P1. I don't have any new-gen consoles. What the fuck are you waiting for then, bro? Gotta get some. But I do have a PS3 and 360, and it really isn't a damn difference. Other than your AAA exclusives and Sony finally fucking getting HBO Go, do you guys think it's worth the money right now to step into the new consoles, or could I use my money towards more games for my consoles I already have? Nigga, you ask nothing to do with your money. Should.
Pay off your bills, man.
Let's see. You could take 400 or 500, or if you plan on putting both the 900, and you can make it rain on a bitch. What are you talking about? Buy a video game. Don't waste your time, video game. Don't waste time. Make it rain on a bitch.
I know. You can go and watch the games and put a controller in your hand. Same difference, man. And you save money.
The fucking controller is about the same price as a goddamn game.
Yeah, David, they are.
But you only got to buy the controller one time in the game.
Okay, don't listen to CJ. Yeah.
It's kind of a tough question.
No. I mean, I'll say no, because they're still making the newer games that are coming out for those original systems if you have both. Unless you really feel in the need to spend the money if you really want to get into a new console. But if you're not really that much of a gamer, but you just want to try some games out, I would try getting into some of the little indie games first, like maybe you can get, like, I was telling Cody about, like, Amazon Fire. Maybe you can get that and just play some of the indie games on there or whatever, and I don't know, just see how you boost your career. I don't know, personally. I wouldn't know how to answer. I don't want to tell you to spend your money on something that you probably don't fucking need, to be honest, but.
He says he has a PS3, correct?
He has a PS3 and Xbox 360, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have a shitload of free stuff for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
A shit ton of indie games, so that would be a good place to start. And
you're right,
and they're still making games for those systems. Like, all the new games that are coming out that they announced are still awesome, so.
Right.
I don't know. Need, like, a graphic change, then other than that, I don't see no point to getting them. So I wouldn't wait. Waste money on that, but.
If anything, if you really want to buy something, if your money burn in your pocket, get the PlayStation Plus for the PS3. They give you a free game like every month. Like, I think last month they were giving out Batman Origins, and then the other month they were giving out some other free games. I mean, you're $50 and you get like a free game every month.
Yeah, the value is incredible in that thing.
Yeah. Don't listen to CJ, because that's only $50. You looking to spend about $400 to $500? Why don't you send that to us? How about that? We'll show you what we can spend with your money.
And we'll give you a T-shirt too, a darker T-shirt.
Since CJ said you burning the hole in your, if you burning your hole in your pocket, just send it to us, and we'll show you how to really spend it.
You got a P.O. box. Just put a Cody address out there so people can send us stuff.
There you go. That works.
Bombs, anthrax.
Okay, you know what? No, yeah, damn, you know, I take that statement back. Fuck you.
We do have a P.O. box. The official movie spoils P.O. box, but yeah, that's enough. You know, let me go ahead and make some announcements as well, too. I already posted it, but The Darkness finally has an archive page.
I saw something like that you posted.
So you can go, yeah, because I was working on the site all Monday.
Yeah, all that, bullshit.
You can get all that, even me and CJ's Hobbit review, you can go back to episode 1 and find, if you don't remember like what episode this in, I put in descriptions for it and everything, so you can go back and listen to all that Darkness glory right there.
Yeah, you listened to Before My Downfall Occurred, that's fine, right?
Well, it was only 2 episodes before that, so don't worry.
Yeah, I know, still. A little something.
I know. I want to see Cody. You know, he came in all bright-eyed and stuff, ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then all of a sudden, it happened.
Yep. Life.
Apparently, I don't have to make that announcement because that is the highest rated thing on the site was that Darkness Archive. So a lot of people must have been going to that this past weekend.
Right on.
So a lot of people wanted to hear that downfall, Cody.
I'm sure they did, fucking assholes.
We got a lot of response from my man Anthony here as far as buying consoles, and it looks like this is going to be a video game show because my man Ling here, one of our Philippines listener here, because we got a lot of fans out there as well. He says, yeah, can't go with you on that, P1, because the 360 looked much better than the PS3. The frame rate on most of the games of the for the PS3 were shit in comparison. Don't believe me, play Mass Effect 3 on both systems and you'll see. What? Nigga, I ain't got time for that. Come on. I'm going to go play back. I don't give a fuck. Okay, I'm going to say this right now. If you didn't listen to me last week, I don't give a flying fuck about frame rate, okay? If it looks good, it looks good. See, Cody, you can't get technical with these fucking video game nerds or whatever shit. Come on here and talk about frame rate. Like, I give a fuck about frame rate.
No, I get what he's talking about, though, but go ahead.
All right, Alfred. It doesn't matter, though, because the PC will always... Oh, here we go. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I was with you, man. You brought the PC.
The PC
doesn't
bomb.
Matter though, because the PC will always look better than all those consoles. If you guys mainly play games for graphics or frame rates, no, I don't. CJ, it's not the same watching the game. You actually need to play it. My question is though, what time period would you like to see your favorite game see to play? Okay, first you're gonna be a little bitch. Now you're gonna ask us a question. Give a shit if your English is good or not. I don't give a shit about frame rate, okay? I just want to play the fucking game and be a myth in the story.
I just want the story. I can give two shits. My God, do you see that the grass blade on the PC version is different from the grass blade on the 360 or the PC? I'm like, I don't give a damn. You gotta get to the same fucking ending.
I heard somebody say, oh, when my character get out the water, I'd like to see the water. I don't give a fuck about his water still not showing in the cinematic, bro. I don't give a shit about none of that. Like, you tell me you give a shit about graphics, go back and play that Grand Theft Auto 3. Because y'all, I swear to God, when that shit came out, y'all fucking thought that was the greatest thing you ever fucking seen or whatever. Shit. That shit looks horrible, okay? But you know what? It's still fucking fun. I don't give a fuck about frame rate. Shit, that ain't my important thing. I'm spending this $60. I better get a good fucking game. I don't give a shit about the frame rate, whatever. It, motherfucker, it better make sense. Not that Assassin's Creed bullshit that I had to play. Shit, where I'm sitting there scratching my own damn head, looking confused and shit like, I get it. Yeah. what time period would I like to see my favorite game series take place in? I want to see Assassin's Creed take place in slavery time. How about that?
Why are you gonna say that shit?
12 years of slave time. Like, I want to just see assassin just hunting down slave owners and shit like that.
That would be amazing.
You better. I would actually. Boy, and you just jump in. That should be the teaser. Pick that cotton boy, and then you just see the dude in the rooftop just stand.
He comes out the cotton. He comes out the cotton now. He dives into the cotton and he comes up, start killing people.
He grabs the whip mid swing.
instead of the hidden blade, he got like a scorpion get over here thing. He got a blade that comes out. Like, you know how he hides in the barrel stacks and when people come and search him, where he drags them in there. He does that with the cotton. He just like drags them in the cotton. Now you pick the cotton, boy. Y'all want to see that game.
Django done right.
Yeah, exactly. That game be awesome. you know, I wouldn't be surprised with all the indie games and the Kickstarters coming out. I wouldn't be surprised if some racist got on there and actually try to fund that shit. And I would be the first to play it too. I would put money in that motherfucker. I would love to play that. As much as I talk about racism, I would love to play some shit like that.
Well, really, a racist wouldn't fund it. Because it sounds too good. I mean, look, you're beating up slave owners, you're freeing slaves. If anything, they'll make it where you are a slave owner capturing slaves. Put them on a boat.
Assassin's Creed, freeing Negro liberations.
There'll be, oh man, you know what? You have two game versions. You have the liberal and the racist version. You have the one where you're freeing the slaves, and you have the one where you're capturing slaves and kill it.
It'll be the watermelon man effect. One day you're white, and the next morning you wake up, you're black.
Oh man, imagine they had a game where it did a parallel. Like you were the guy trying to derail the Underground Railroad. At the same time, yeah.
Oh, you get to pick. You get to pick what.
Yeah.
Gonna be on.
Good or evil. Good or evil.
You could be like that nigga from the Catch a Freeman story or whatever. You know, you can be. You get to pick the side or whatever what you want or whatever. It's like the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. You get to the dark side. People like Tobias. What side are you on now? And you'd be like, you get to pick, or say Master or Slave or Catch a Freeman or whatever. You get to pick which one.
Oh man, and then your ranking would go to Freeman is the ultimate good warrior, and then you can be
man.
What is that? Come on, Cody, let's get this game going. You would play this, wouldn't you?
Say you pick Catch a Freeman, and then you like all your good clothes, they just went to shreds and shit like that, and you just start wearing this cotton picking outfit. Like, damn, I didn't know picking this was gonna have a limit. Your money vanishes and shit, it disappears. Next, you know, you in chains, getting whipped somewhere, and you got to find a way to freedom. Man, that game would be cool. Damn, Link, you just opened up that world of gaming now. I want to see that game. E3, make it happen.
And copyright pending.
Yeah, exactly. Please, Darkness gets half of that cut right there, too. Please.
Fuck yeah.
We need, hey, whoever's a fan of the Darkness and works on video games, contact us. We want this game to happen. Seriously. I already got a poster cover for you, too. It's like a guy... But you see two images of him, like a mirror. One's black and one's white on the other side or whatever. And he's just looking confused. He's looking like this Asian dude in this picture that Cody sent us or whatever.
I know. The more evil you are, the more white you turn. And the more good you are, the more darkness you become.
You get choices like in the Walking Dead game. It's just like, do you want to help the Negroes cross the river or not? And then you sabotage their little boat and they sink in front of her. And then you get, like, your hand turns white.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Classic game. Love it. My man Jeff, he replies to that. Another new listener here. That's the thing, though, about these consoles is who has the staying power. Sony is selling it in over 50 countries. Meanwhile, Microsoft is only selling in 12. And I like how nobody's talking about Nintendo. And they are only $2 million apart. Is that really a cheering win for Sony? With Sony's financial problems, why you got to bring that up now? With Sony's financial problems in film, marketing, and gaming, do you think it has a chance to stay in the position it's in or will slowly fade away?
Shit, man. If they keep spending all this money in this fucking marketing, then yeah, they're going away. But
nah, they're not going nowhere. You got the big two. As long as you got the big two fighting against each other, competition, they're not going anywhere.
That don't mean that don't, shit, CJ. I can tell you.
I don't know. I'm talking about Sony as a whole. I ain't talking about just the video
game. Yeah, okay. Competition don't mean shit, okay? Like, we talking about Sony as a whole. Like Cody said, they keep spending fucking money like they do. See, the thing about Microsoft and Sony is two different things, because Microsoft is still a manufacturing PC company. It still makes money no matter whatever. But Sony doesn't do that no more. Nobody buys a fucking Sony PC. Nobody buys a fucking Sony Walkman or MP3. Nobody buys any of that shit or whatever. So Sony mainly has, and their music, I don't know how their music is doing, but that's going to be a limit of time as well, too, with all the instant streaming and shit like that going on, especially with Apple coming in with Beats and all that. Music and gaming is all they have, and if they're already sharing stocks away and shit like that and selling away, that doesn't sound good. It's not going to be it's not going to be Sony anymore. It's going to be Sony .. this company .. this company .. They're going to be a little company owned by bigger companies in no time or whatever if they keep spending fucking money on shit that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be the, cuz remember Sony used to be the mega house.
Yep.
They used to be the company that had it all or whatever. Sony used to be, they supplied you in everything or whatever. And boy, oh boy, everybody keeps thinking Microsoft is their competition. Let's not forget their other competition called Samsung.
Yeah, that's what I was just supposed to say, Samsung.
Pretty much put them out of business on TV and phones. So Microsoft is the least of their fucking worries.
I would love it if Samsung and Sony got together.
If anything, Samsung's going to buy Sony. Sony is the dying breed, if you will, of all these companies or whatever. It's amazing that Sony is still lasting this long, if anything.
Well, is Samsung a Japanese company or a... I know LG is Korean.
Yeah.
Samsung.
I think Samsung is... if I'm not mistaken, it's Korean as well.
The Korean, okay. Because some of the, okay, now the only problem like with Nintendo, now the problem with Nintendo is they are ran by a bunch of old school motherfuckers that won't change, that will not change. I mean, they already attack people on YouTube who put videos up who, you know, they try to take their money and stuff. They don't like you to post anything about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo try to distance themselves so much from reality and the public.
I would say I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but for Nintendo it's a bad thing because Nintendo ain't established really with the gaming community. I would think if someone like Sony did that, I think they would be just fine as far as their money goes or whatever. They would still be selling the same amount that they sell, but Nintendo don't have the balls to back that up as far as doing something like that because don't nobody fucking go out and it's like, man, you gotta get that new Wii U. Gotta get that new Wii.
Hell no.
Nintendo doesn't have the back power of saying that. So, because Apple has been doing it for I don't know how goddamn long. Yeah, your USB port don't fit for other phones. And they're doing better than fine right now.
Well, there we go.
No, but Sony, I think one of their major reasons why they stay in the gaming business is because they're huge with the Japanese market. But the Japanese market is slowly trying to go into handheld area. So there might be a matter of time before Sony needs to either push that Vita or start making more handhelds or whatever because they've already sold off some of their stocks and shares to some of those Japanese companies that already closed it down. So... I don't know what the fuck they thinking that's funny, but they need to get their shit together. Stop spending so fucking much money. I think they was counting on Spider-Man to do a lot, and that motherfucker did.
It did something.
Yeah, be the only superhero film that ain't grossed over $200 million. That's a goddamn shame. That's the biggest fucking hero of all time, or whatever. And that motherfucker can't even get to. Goddamn, man. What are you going to do? I know there's plans over at Sony where they're dividing up their departments and stuff like that with other companies as well, trying to make the smaller companies be part of them, whatever. And I don't know if that'll help, but whatever. They're going to be looking like some of these minor companies that work for Michael Bay now and shit if they don't stop that shit. But Ashley, she replies to that. Oh, this is going to be a game show. She says, I don't think it'll matter for either Sony or Microsoft in the end rate. Their consoles and games are making some change. I don't think it'll matter for Microsoft or Sony in the end rate. Their consoles and games are making some change. Now, Nintendo, on the other hand, is looking bleak.
Oh, boy.
Do you guys think after E3, Nintendo will be able to compete with these guys, or will they be finished?
Fuck no.
Strong.
Nintendo and compete in the same sentence? It just don't make any sense.
How are they still going?
I'm telling you, they're putting all their money on that Smash Brothers.
Yeah, dude.
And Mario Kart.
My fucking Mario Kart. God.
That's the only thing that keeps them afloat.
Which, don't get me wrong, I played Mario Kart. It's a fine game, whatever, and the reviews on it is really good, but it's going to take more than like two games just because you didn't dish it out, that you keep dishing out every fucking year. It's going to take more than that to save a console and a company. So... I love how all these Nintendo lovers are thinking like, oh, don't worry, watch, Smash Bros. Gonna bring. It's like, no.
No, man, you need the third-party support.
Right.
Exactly. Remember, they spent this much on making that product where they have to double or triple it sometimes to make it back, and the money it's gonna make on that one game is not gonna triple with the Wii U they spent on that motherfucker, so. The Nintendo fanboy just can't accept that the Wii U was a failure, okay?
No, they really can't.
sold like, what, 80,000 or some shit like that?
They'll try to defend that shit any drop of moment, dude. Any way, shape, form, and how.
I remember Leahy was talking about it, how he sold this number or whatever, and then I love it because the day after that, it sold, it said that Nintendo may be going out, just like... I was like, yep, say goodbye to them. Kiss that Star Fox game. Goodbye. Would you guys like to see Sony or Microsoft buy Nintendo, though?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it, because maybe that way they'll light a fire under Nintendo's ass to do something different with the fucking Mario formula, you know, or something like that. Shit.
I thought the Wii U was going to be a fucking genius idea, whatever, with the controller, but man, did they waste that technology?
I ain't doing a goddamn thing with that shit.
You know, goddamn thing with that technology. Shit. What's that that thing that Sony released again? I keep forgetting the name of that damn thing. The like the Oculus.
The Morpheus.
Yeah, Project Morpheus.
Morpheus. I'm getting tired of hearing about them damn things too. Whatever. It's like no nigga can afford the damn thing. Shit.
Yeah, all that virtual reality stuff, dude.
Man, have you seen the prices on them damn things?
Yeah, it's like 1,000, right? Or near it?
Yeah, from what I saw, it was more than 1,000, but hey,
really?
I'll take your word for it.
Fuck me, it's more... Shit, fuck that shit, dude.
Man, you can eat a dick on that shit, too.
That's just like, it's like that Google, the Google Glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
Oh, yeah, what happened?
They only I mean, they still have it. The reason why it's 1,000 is for people to experiment and play with it, because it's not a finished product. They know it.
Isn't the Google Glass like $5,000?
No,
I looked that shit up. The price was high on that motherfucker, because I was looking it up at one point. I was just like, you know what? I might want to try this out. And I saw the price. I was like, huh, that won't get tried out.
They dropped it to 1,000, like I think for a little bit, you know, for certain consumers and stuff, like for individual people.
Mm.
But, yeah.
I think that's still too much. I mean, that better have the power of a fucking MacBook Pro then, if it's doing that then, because that's the only way. I'm spending $1,000 on something that's supposed to be a computer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if I test out the Oculus or the... I keep forgetting the goddamn name of that Sony one. Shit.
Morpheus.
Morpheus.
The Morpheus. Whatever. They ain't changed that goddamn name. I keep thinking of Lawrence Fishburne's black ass or whatever. Shit. Call it the Fishburne. Yeah, how about that?
That's what it happened to your face when you wear it too long.
Damn.
You're gonna be looking like his porn star daughter's ass cheeks or whatever. Just your face is gonna be looking chippied.
the chip riff.
Chip riff.
Yeah, see two big old booty cheeks on your face.
Just make it classy. I don't know, maybe if I tried one of those things or whatever, because I hear everybody that tried them when they loved it or whatever. If I tried it on, maybe it sparked my interest to raise money for it or whatever, or just buy it anyway. But I don't know. I couldn't see myself spending that on a console.
If it's not downloading my soul into a game, then I don't want it. I don't care if I can look around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's who the fuck has that thing already? I mean, I keep hearing about it, but yet I never see anybody talk about it or have one. Where are we at? Alex, he says, if you guys had the resources, what game would you make, and what would the game be?
We already told you that, with the slaves.
Yep. Slave game. Perfect game. Actually, you know what? I was thinking about this when I was at E3. If I had the power to make a game, too, other than the slave game, obviously, I'd like to see a badass open world, and I mean open universe world of Green Lantern.
Huh.
That would probably cost a lot of fucking money, yeah, by the way, to travel to different planets and shit like that, but...
Yeah, that would be mightily ambitious, for sure.
Yeah, and I don't think Green Lantern, after that movie, has a staying power for it.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like. especially that last Green Lantern game was such shit. Oh my god. So Attack of the Man bullshits or whatever that thing was called.
Yeah. I want to combine something that the ideas of Gears of War and GTA, something like an open world game with the mechanics of Gears of War. Something like that.
They made that. It's called Grand Theft Auto 5.
No, I'm not talking about, like, that. I get it as, like, a covering system and all that, but I'm talking, like, feels like Gears of War.
Yeah, that does feel like Gears of War.
Shut the fuck up.
You mean when you go into project?
You ain't even selling the water in Grand Theft Auto 5? That shit, all that pixels and shit?
The frame rate.
They made awesome. That. It's called Assassin's Creed 3. You gotta play it sometimes.
I'm not playing that shit again. I'm good.
I'd rather go back to Atari 2600 and play that shit again. How about you, CJ? What game would you like to put together so you could watch it?
I don't know, man. Something more Metal Gear-y, something educational.
This nigga said educational. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Say what? Educational? What the fuck?
Hey, we play games to escape reality. What the fuck? Hey, yeah, man, what are you doing?
Do you know what podcast you're on, first of all?
I don't know.
So you want Metal Gear meets Reading Rainbow? What the fuck?
That would be awesome.
Take a look. You're in a book. Take a Metal Gear Solid. Take a look. Shoot a guy. Kill his face and murder him hard. What are you looking for? PBS Metal Gear Solid? What are you talking about? You see, kids? This is how you stab a nigga.
Hey, we are sneaking into the Apple base in China. We're going to make sure that no one is having slave workers.
All righty, CJ. No, go ahead, CJ. Go ahead. Finish up the crazy statement.
I'm for real. I want to go back to what you call it. I just want to go back to that slave game that we talked about. It sounds really good. I'm for real. I'm dead serious about that. I would love to play that slave.
That game too.
Yeah.
I want that game to be made.
Shit. Just imagine the trailers.
Cynthia says, awesome episode as always. And CJ, you seem to be getting worse. Even Wayne wasn't fucking up this much on the recap shows, LOL. How do you guys handle CJ's all over the place mind, LOL?
Shit, man. It's just like part of the regular routine now. He's just kind of used to it, I guess.
I'm still not used to it.
I'm just going with the flow, fuck it, at this point.
I don't know what
my girlfriend was laughing when she was listening last week when you tried to ask him a question. You just said, you know what, fuck it. I'm not even going to ask that. I was just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm not even going to ask that question. She was like, she said, oh my God, Cody sounds so defeated. I was like, that's because he was. Could you blame him? Do you hear the shit that's coming out of CJ's mouth right now?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, by the way, CJ, she said you fired.
I'm fired.
She said you fired. She was like, that nigga can't be on time for the darkness after the movies. They're fired. She said, I'm sure you can find another black Negro to get on. I was like, you don't understand.
Your girl
you can't
get
find
fired.
Another CJ. Where are we at? Tony Stark. He says, tons of talent on this show. From a newcomer rookie and Cody to a veteran like the phenomenal racist himself, P1, LOL, just kidding. You ain't kidding, nigga. Come on now. Come on now. We all know I'm a racist now. That ain't no joke no more. Come on. When you say something for 3 years now, it's damn near to be true. Come on. Whitney done smoked her fucking kneecaps off and people still saying, she ain't some crackhead. No, she didn't do that. Are you guys planning on doing something else besides this or working on anything else that's in the creative field? P1, any movies coming out? Cody, any Michael Ealy roles to fill? Sure. And CJ, whatever happened to doing stand-up? So, Cody, yeah, you got any Michael Ealy fit roles you need to fill in?
Think Like a Man 2 next week.
That comes out next week? Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
That ain't next week, nigga. Come on now. No. That's not next week, goddammit, nigga. Jesus. This nigga, goddamn.
Just making up shit.
We don't try to be accurate, but goddamn, at least when we try to be as most. Shit. Yeah, CJ, what happened to you in stand-up?
I don't know, man. Ever since I moved and everything, I just haven't really had the heart to go out there and do any more stand up. I still know my routine. I still got a good routine going on.
Nobody wants to have a boring ass routine no more. Come on, something new. No, I'm just playing. Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
That's motivation for you now. You be like, I'll show that black ass nigga. Gave you some motivation now. How about you? Come on, Cody. What, you, I know you got a what, Almost Human season 2, right? Oh, wait, no.
Fuck you.
Hey, ow!
So you got anything creative coming up, Cody?
Well, no, I'm still going to school for, you know, acting and whatnot. I'm waiting, apparently going to be a film actor, but shit, that's like, yeah, I got luck and all kinds of other shit to make that happen, so.
But I don't know if that. You're taking school for acting. You Michael Ealy.
It may be true, but hey, still got some type of knowledge, you know, keep that shit up. So.
Okay, Cody, we got to sit you down now. I can't explain this to you now. You are Michael Ealy. I understand you want to be James Franco. I understand. Okay.
Where the fuck did this come from? Be James Franco. What?
He's an actor slash Mr. I want to get a PhD and shit. So yeah, I understand you want to be James Franco.
Okay, in that sense. Okay, I think you meant other shit, but all right.
Hey, if you want to be in that shit too, then hey, that'd be my guess then. He seems to be fine with it, so you should too.
I'm good. I'm good on all that. Fuck that.
Okay. That's fucked up that you would think I thought of something like that, Cody. That's fucked up, man.
Oh, okay. Friends. Yeah, because you never think of fucked up things, right?
I'm just saying, Cody, that's fucked up, man. I thought you put me in a position like that. You made me like the bad guy now.
You are the bad
made
guy.
Made you like the bad guy. Okay, I made you. Okay, yeah.
You're nothing right. but a bad God, person. Nigga.
CJ, if them teeth open up one more fucking time, nigga, nobody talking to you. I swear to God.
You villain. You a motherfucking villain.
Black ass nigga. And nobody fucking talking to your black ass nigga.
You and all your illegal espionage. That's why you're trying to doom your own company so you can make money off it, you
Shut
villain.
Shut up, nigga. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Hey, wait, see them tell. But continue, Cody.
I don't know. That's pretty much all I had to say. As far as the creative field outside of this, so
I look forward to seeing your future endeavors.
Yeah, hope so, man. With that came from my heart. You have a heart, damn. The more you know.
The black bastard, you nigga. Anyway, no, I don't have any movies coming. That answers your question. But I am working on something that I guess I can't announce now. A lot of people have been asking me, why have I been at Warner Brothers and Fox all of a sudden, whatever. I, for some reason, got the inspiration to do a web series.
Oh, okay.
And not just star or whatever, or acting or anything like that. I mean actually be behind the camera on that. So I have the idea. Can't talk about it. But I've been in talks with those two studios or whatever to do something, and I don't know. I don't think it's really going anywhere, but it didn't hurt to bring it up when I was having the meetings there, so I don't know. But that was like last week, so. But yeah, I don't know. I just want to. I'm looking into something like that or whatever. Kind of wanting to get in a more creative field or whatever and stuff, because, you know, I'm getting old now. Cody can take over the site, so.
His name is already on everything.
Shit.
He's the only real name person on here, so legally it could be his, I guess.
Well, your name could have been on it too, nigga, but you ain't never on fucking time, so, you know. If I ask you to do something, I'm scared to fucking get an answer from that. So
yeah, I'm not even gonna argue with that about you. Okay?
You ain't got shit to argue, that's why.
Yeah, I do. But that's fine. That's fine.
Uh-huh. Whatever, nigga. All right, hey, all right. Well,
you Cody did little escape this past weekend.
Well, what Cody did for me this past weekend, I want you to do the same thing, Cody. Let's see how long this shit takes, man. let's see how long this shit takes. I can't wait for this. I'm gonna hold my breath on this shit.
What is that?
Okay, in the spoiling host category, I don't know if you noticed, but Cody's name's been added to that, and he has a little profile now on the site. CJ, I asked you the same thing one time, and you just kind of stumbled off or whatever, as if you were drinking something like that. So yeah, you fill out that as well. Because I asked that on air. I remember that shit.
Hey, he was mumbling some shit about his make-believe secretary.
All right, I get this done and handed it in. Hand it into you.
So. He's going to have Mama Bear write it for him. Why?
Shut up, man. I don't come to your house. Tell your Mexican lady to do with your shit for you. So you don't come to my house.
Wow. I was waiting for you to finish that for my black lady to do this for me, huh? Is that what you call your mama now? But yeah, that's what I want to do. I don't know where I got this inspiration from. I guess I did know where I got it from. The LA web series just came in. People was winning awards and shit like that. And, you know, web series is getting pretty big now, you know, with the whole streaming of Amazon Prime and Netflix and Hulu and all that, whatever. A lot of people tend to forget those are actual web series like House of Cards and all that shit, whatever. So, I don't know. I got some ideas in my head. I'm not like, not gonna sit up here and say I'm one of the best writers or whatever, but I got someone to tighten that up for me or whatever and do it for me, but I'd love the direct one, so. Tell a motherfucker, that is wrong, goddammit! Shit!
Well, I'm definitely will come down there for some, what do you call it, auditions in.
Your black ass is gonna be in it. I wrote a role just for you.
There we go.
And Cody, I don't know why you laughing, because you in it too. So. A lot of people are saying, oh, why you need to go to Warner Brothers and Fox to do that? It's because when you do something like this, you don't pay out your fucking pocket. That's why. So
he just got a house. He doesn't want to lose his house.
He had a
choice to buy a house or to start a web series.
But, hey, when you're in the creative field these days, you get other people to pay for your shit or whatever. At least that's what the first place you go. Unless you really want to do it, then you put your own money into it. This site I put my money into. That web series, I can get I'm pretty known in these studios now. I think I can go ahead and just ask or whatever and set up something where I can at least ask. And, you know, one of the brothers is dumb enough to go say, oh, yeah, sure, we don't give a fuck. So, you know.
I mean, there have been pilots fail all the time or fly. You know, it seems like it doesn't even cost them money to do a pilot.
No.
You're like, the money that you lose on the pilot is nothing, I bet.
No, it really isn't. And it's actually, if I really want to get the topic out there, it's a dating thing.
Oh. Well, no, we can't do that, man. You already see what happened to our last fan that was trying to date.
We call that dating.
I don't know what you're talking about. I about to say, I don't know what you're talking about, because the Phenomenal One is not affiliated with anything that goes on this web series. So that is another.
It's all Cody's fault.
Oh, fuck you.
you turned that boy loose.
Oh, my God.
Last time I checked, all his messages say, I thought you would agree with me the most, CJ.
That is true. I do. You know what? No, I'm even going to incriminate myself on this episode. I'll do it next week.
Too late.
Fuck it. I tell you. Usually, I do keep friends. I am usually friends with, like, crazy people who, like, who end up, like, shooting up the schools or doing something crazy like that. Because I want to be on their good side, so when they do go crazy, you know, they know not to point it at me, at least. At least that's what I think. So he was trying to talk to me and reach me. So who knows? I'm self-conscious. But my name isn't on the site, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm no comedy writer or director or anything like that, but I know dating, and I think that's I think that's an easy form of comedy. I don't know why so many romantic comedies get that shit wrong, but I think the premise I have here is pretty funny or whatever and stuff. And if CJ can pull it off, then you know, ain't like he the main actor or anything like that. But you know, His segment is pretty fun. It's pretty much a web series. I guess I can go ahead and talk about it. It's pretty much a web series of dates that go wrong. And I had wrote one for CJ where this I ain't going to say his name, whatever. He liked it a lot, though, and he works for one of these two. It's where an interracial couple.
Of course.
So, like, CJ met this girl online or something like that, but CJ is like, he was posting wrong photos and shit like that. So, so when she first meets him, she's like, "Oh, you're black? Oh,
that would be amazing."
And she's a, and, mm-hmm. and in his mind, he doesn't believe he's black. So,
where's the fantasy?
So whenever she brings up those photos, he goes like, "Girl, you don't think that's me or something like that?" So that's long story short.
And then he's with a black girl, so he really thinks it's interracial.
It is interracial. What are you talking about, nigga?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is.
Cody's funny enough is he meets a girl where she's a little too into her superheroes and comic book shit or whatever.
Is that the Woman of Steel?
That's where I got the idea from, so yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, my
God. You and your wife. Could it be in a movie?
On his profile, it's an online dating profile where his profile says what he's into or whatever, and he found a girl that's into it as well, but he didn't know she would take it that far. So, he plays a straight man a lot or whatever in his or whatever, and she's like clingy at one point or whatever to the point. She really believes she's Supergirl.
I would love to see Cody get kidnapped one day, and we go look for him, and we like bust in on the bedroom, and it looked like the scene from what is that movie when that woman kidnaps her favorite writer?
Oh, goddamn, I can't remember the name of it now.
What
fuck it,
let's
call it Boondocks, Killer Kung Fu Wolf Bitch. Yeah, she's tired of rock.
And then she come there, we see Cody tied up in a Man of Steel outfit on the bed.
Christ.
Eagle spread it.
Well, funny you should say that, because speaking of Cody and Superman and all this, whatever, Woman of Steel answers. She says, "Got multiple questions, Cody." Oh, just for Cody, too. First off, how many Man of Steel shirts do you own, Cody?
Zero. Next question.
One for every day.
Next question is, how come there has only been Batman exhibits and no Superman ones?
Superman ain't shit.
Like a Man of Steel? Wouldn't you like a Man of Steel exhibit?
No, next question.
No, he would.
She says, finally, can we have a Darkness at the Movie experience and go see Batman versus Superman?
No, you're not part of the podcast.
No, okay. No. That way you won't be alone cheering for our Man of Steel, Cody.
Bye,
Cody. Cody, she writes in all caps at the bottom of this too.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, Cody.
Bye.
He's just playing hard to get. You know women love it when you play hard to get too, so Cody's doing an awesome job.
Cody is doing a really awesome job. She's just giggling right now. She's probably telling all the people on her flights and shit like that when she does her job and shit like that. Because I don't know if you guys know, but they're having a Batman exhibit maybe next year for $50 in LA or whatever. And I'm like, I remember telling one of them, they did that last year and it was for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're a little too late on that, and I guess that's where she got the Superman. Wouldn't you want to see a Superman, a Man of Steel exhibit, Cody?
I think I already answered that question, didn't I? I'm pretty sure I said it pretty damn prominently. You did say that. You did want to see that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right, people, you heard it on this podcast. You can play it back.
You
want to
see that exhibit. Yes, that's what we heard, Cody. We love that Man of Steel and want to see the exhibit. We're glad that your woman here is giving you all kinds of ideas of what to do. I'm glad to hear you have a shirt for every day of the week of Man of Steel. That's awesome, Cody. Yeah.
For every strong man of steel, there's a strong woman of steel right behind him, Cody. Remember that.
We're very proud of you, Cody.
Preach, bitch.
We're very happy that you're open with your choice of superhero preference here, Cody, okay? You don't need to brag about it now.
I wonder if he has kryptonite condoms.
We are happy for you, Cody. Really are. Next question is last question. Cody loves that Man of Steel. We know, Cody. You ain't got to remind us. Last question comes from Amethyst Chaos. She says, considering that Melissa McCarthy movie Tammy is next month, and not bullshitting, is going to be terrible, what are things that are rated R comedy movies that do you all that you hate? Oh, man, I'm going forever. That's a good question.
I mean, I hate when they go overly raunchy with shit. and it's like to the point where it's not even clever. That's what I primarily hate.
Will Ferrell.
Simple and done. There you go.
I ain't even gonna say a movie neither. All I gotta do is say his name and shit, and you just be like, oh, which one? I don't know. Anyone? Step Brothers. How about that one? That piece of shit.
Oh God, fucking Step Brothers.
That fucking movie was horrible. Anybody? I remember I was in Costco the other day. We was shopping, whatever, and I heard this dude say, "Yeah, that's I can repeat lines from that movie every day." And I was like, "I wonder which movie." I was just eavesdropping. I was like, "I wonder what movie he's talking about." I was smiling. I was just like, "Come on, Dark Knight or something like that." And he was like, "Step Brothers is just amazing." I was like, "All right, man, we gotta get the fuck out this store now."
Yeah, my boss loved to quote Step Brothers. He always like, "Don't touch my drum set" and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah,
you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I'm not.
Jesus fucking loves Christ. It. When is Will Ferrell going to be in a car accident or something like that?
Oh. Hey, yeah. He did good on that one movie.
Don't you fucking tell me he did good on something or whatever. Yeah, he did good on a movie that nobody gave a fuck about. Nobody saw.
that's true. That's why.
So he went back to doing his ignorant ass, coonish bullshit that he fucking does with that stupid ass Anchorman 2 movie. That everybody thinks is just one of the best comedies of all time. You are fucking kidding me. You are fucking kidding me. You are a goddamn joke. Any spoof movie for that matter, too.
Hey, what was the question again?
Pretty much what a rated R comedy that you hate.
Oh. Yeah, I just hate anything that I hear college people talk about. They think it's the funniest in the world, and you've seen it, and it's not funny. And everybody quoting it, and you don't even want to quote it because it's terrible.
I haven't even seen the movie yet, but the trailer looks god awful, and it's hitting every beat of rated R comedy that you just don't like or whatever. And that's Sex Tape.
Yep.
That movie looked like shit.
Well, there we go.
Now I guess you niggas ain't got nothing then. Okay then, all right then.
When shit comes in our head, we gotta push it out unless it's really bad. I try not to see bad comedies, and if I do, I just walk right out.
CJ, I don't believe you see anything these days, so.
Hey, I just saw Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I saw that movie. That was
a sure good movie. What happened to him? You know, I ain't even going to ask that, CJ. We'll say that. Okay, never mind. I ain't even going to go there with you.
It was a telling film about how you can relive past histories and create new moments with someone. So there you go.
I like how CJ said he don't go see bad comedies, yet he saw Sucker Punch and liked it.
I love Sucker Punch. Don't you ever, you fucker. Don't you ever say something bad about Sucker Punch.
Fuck Sucker Punch, bitch.
Oh my god. Yeah, you little bitch. You dark bitch, you.
Hey, you burn with your Man of Steel, Cody.
Yeah, fuck you.
You won.
I'd rather watch Man of Steel than Sucker Punch, I can tell you that.
It's the same movie, man.
No, one actually made sense in some parts.
Which one was that? Neither of them did. I'm sorry. The scene where Superman drowning in bones made a lot of sense. Yeah.
I would love to bring up a plot point in Sucker Punch, but I don't know what the fuck happened in the movie.
Exactly. All right, everybody. That's the darkness, everybody.
That's the darkness, people. This
motherfucker was saying that shit to the end. My God. Seriously? I'm
going to sit up here and defend Sucker Punch and talk about whatever. Fuck you, you black
man.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the darkness.
Yeah, you wonder why I talk so much shit about you. Wait, I can't take your ass seriously, CJ. Oh,
if you listen to us, you can probably hear us on the Not Worth the Kick in the Ass podcast and MovieSpoilers.com podcast. Make sure you go to Fandango to buy your tickets for MovieSpoilers.com to help the site and listen to every current and new movie reviews. Thank you, everybody.
You gotta get this nigga off here.
And I'm Chicago John.
And I'm Cody.
Yeah. All right. Peace out, everybody.
Later, Peter.
Later, Bastard.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody!